global controls will have to be imposed, and a world governing body will be created to enforce them.
Welcome to Tinfoil Hat. We go deep, homeboy. Eric, open your mind. Drink from the fountain of knowledge. There's lizard people everywhere. That's some interdimensional shit. Wake up, Aaron.
This is only the beginning.
There's... You just blew my mind.
Tinfoil hat.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in. Welcome to another episode of Tinfoil Hat. How are you guys? Thanks for tuning in. You know who I am. This is XG and the place to be. We have a fun, exciting episode for you. I just want to thank everybody who came out to Boston. I'm really super excited. It was a great time. A bunch of Tinfoil Hat fans were out there, so thank you very much. I will be at the Chicago Zanies December 15th for the Tinfoil Hat Comedy Night with Eddie Bravo. Myself, Eddie Bravo, we'll be doing comedy. We'll be doing conspiracies. We'll be doing it all, man. And we're coming to Chi-Town. We're doing Zanies. Go to zanieschicago.com, I believe is the website, and grab your tickets. It's going to be fun. A lot of shit talking. I want to thank everybody who's sponsored the Patreon. You're wonderful, wonderful people. I've been just throwing tons of content up there. The best thing about being on the road and bored, I could just do podcasts with my friends. So I did two podcasts. I put it up. I'm putting up videos. I'm debating whether I should put this thing I call twerking in politics, right? It's where I take twerking videos and I do like the news. I superimpose this guy's face and I just do the every conspiracy or political stuff. I think it's funny, but some people might not enjoy twerking, which I think now is going to be an Olympic sport eventually at some point.
I like seeing asses clap. Can there also be a small little screen where you have a big jiggling butt? Right next to you speaking, so then I can get... It's like a tapas plate.
Yeah, that's what it is.
So I could see you making me laugh, get a little bit of information, then I could jerk off with just trying to, like, also kind of cut your face out of my consciousness while I'm jerking off at an ass.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
You've seen that European news, right? Europeans do that.
Oh, yeah.
They have the naked bitches that just sit there and they tell the news, and they, like, they start off clothed, and then they take one piece off,
See,
You're injured, you're... You want to know both what's under there and what she's talking about.
I think it speaks a lot to me, to myself, and what I like, where I really just like a stern, nude woman.
You.
Yeah, yeah.
Please welcome. He's from the show. Your pretty face is going to hell and crashing. He's got one of the best podcasts. It is the, my two favorites are obviously Higher Side Chats and this podcast. It's the last podcast on the left. It's absolutely huge, and I'm so happy he's here. Please welcome Henry Zabowski. Sorry about that.
No, you got me, man.
Every time I get to do this name, I fucking freak out.
You know what it is? It looks intense because it's Zabowski. Actually, Dave Willis described it to me as a Mad Magazine name, and I was like, I didn't know it was bad.
But, or a corrupt cop I'm making of a murderer.
You mean my father? Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
My father wasn't a corrupt cop. He was just a lazy cop.
Yeah, my grandpa was a corrupt cop. Well, he's a good dude.
But you know what's hard is that, what's corrupt?
What is corrupt?
You know, when it comes down to, because my dad was just an easygoing cop that didn't like a lot of paperwork.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so he just kind of let shit...
Hey, slow down. I'm not going to write you a ticket. Slow down.
Get out of here, buddy.
Give me that crack.
He arrested the... Exactly. I mean, like, you smell it. I mean, like, he throws it out in the fucking... in the ditch. He arrested the Fat Boys.
He what?
You remember the Fat Boys?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he arrested them?
Well, he had to because...
Eating too much buffet?
What happened was, the story is...
That's one of their famous videos.
Yes, I love
that.
What was it? Disorderlies. I can't believe they impersonated doctors. Yeah. That's incredibly dangerous.
Yeah, yeah.
I've listened to Dr. Dave.
Yeah.
But the they got cut off on the whatever. They were coming into the washing bridge. They then chased the dude down. They run him off the road. All the Fat Boys get out of the car and just start kicking the car, and like they just ripped up this whole guy's fucking car. They were huge. My dad had to come, arrest the Fat Boys. He said the hardest part was that they each needed two pair of cuffs.
I'm sure, dude.
To get the arms around.
They were, if diabetes was a person.
Very
that's
big
the
boys.
Fat Boys.
Yeah, Wilford Brimley saw them on television. He's like, kill them.
They're... their toes were falling off the fucking right.
It was bad, dude. Because I think they all died. Are they all passed?
Yeah.
Right. That's unfortunate because they were very entertaining,
dude.
But they were released within
hours. Bills in the '80s, you're dead.
Yes.
You're dead. You don't grow old. Three bills don't grow old.
Especially not starting that large in 1985.
Well, I want to get into that. We both have something we want to push on Vimeo, right?
Vimeo.
Vimeo. I don't know.
Vimeo. There you go.
No, man. We're new, man. We're lit now.
Yeah.
Fucking. I stand Vimeo.
We are
Vimeo.
Lit, dude.
Yeah, dude. I'm fucking all about. Wow, I think it's cool.
What do you got to push? What are you pushing?
I'm doing a web series. Me and my wife wrote and created this web series called Trollville together.
You and your wife?
Yeah, my new wife.
Oh yeah! Congratulations!
I constructed her from all of my favorite parts.
Weird science.
Yeah, and I'm just like, thank you for the boobies, ma'am. That's what I say to her every night, when she lets me see him.
I just think that you make really good love, dude.
I mean, I had to.
I look at you, I'm like, man, this guy fucks.
I can twist it around. Also, I know that it's not my penis is the least important part of me. Honestly, it's everything else. The toes, it's the fingers, it's the tongue, it's the lips, the eyebrows. But
you're a champion, dude. A champion.
We created a web series called Trollville. That's about the inner lives of an internet troll named Toby. And it's about kind of where he came from. You can find that on demand /Trollville.
Nice. My special Zero Fucks. Sam Tripoli live from the Viper Room. Zero Fucks is out and it's doing really well. And I'm very thankful to everybody who has bought it or rented it. It's only $2.99. Just go to venmo.com/ondemand/zerofucks and you'll find it. You could buy it for $2.99 or rent it for $1.99. Either one, please check it out. I love it.
I love it because a part of it is that we can put it out without anybody telling us yes or no. I like the fact that we're a part of a new bridge towards freedom,
yeah,
which is away from all the entertainment superstructures. But the entertainment superstructures are upset with us. They do not like that we exist, especially in the podcast world. Now they're trying to figure out how to like make money off of us. Because now it's like I will get kind of ambushed in like a meeting. Like I'll bring in with some executive who's just like, tell us how to make a podcast.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
just
yeah.
Being like, do it every week for 8 years.
Yeah,
and then that's it.
Listen, it's. I think the people putting out their own specials is going to be what podcasting is. When podcasting first started, people did podcasts because they needed to get a following. They needed to get something out that people could hear them and become fans and come to their gigs and all that stuff. Comics were a big part of podcasting.
Of course, yeah.
We pushed it because a lot of it was a lot of these guys couldn't get on TV. Now you had Adam Carolla, Joe Rogan. They just wanted to do it and it turned out great for them. But a lot of people are like, dude, I'm not getting on television. I need to be creative. I need to get something out.
Gotta express yourself. And we started doing our shit 8 years ago when it was like we couldn't. I mean, it was about we had a thing to say and we were sick of pitching stuff. We didn't want to have to go ask somebody to let us do it. So now we can do that. And now there's more avenues than ever. But they really want to convince us as much as humanly possible that the only ways to express yourself on the internet are via Twitter and Facebook and all these kind of massive, big avenues, which they're doing the same thing. They're creating superstructures within the internet, but actually none of that's true because the internet's completely infinite.
I love it.
We could go to anywhere we want. It's just a part of it is knowing it's like you have an audience. So now you can go and be like, please support me because you already like me and you know that this money's going straight to my pocket and it's cost me money to put it out and that's all it is. The audience member knows it and whatever.
No, dude, it's totally true, man. And I just feel that, like, so people start doing podcasts because they couldn't get on television. And now you got people who can't get their specials on Netflix. And if it's either Netflix or maybe HBO. And if it's not on that, it doesn't matter.
Even then, HBO and Showtime, I would.
I mean, if it's not Netflix, it's like it doesn't really do what it used to. And it's just like. If you can't get on there, what are you going to do? So I'd rather just put it out myself.
Yeah, man.
Make my money back and then just, you know, see what happens with it, you know?
We're making our own goddamn legacies. This is how we have to do it. It's not like Bob Hope anymore. It's not like Bob Hope and a bunch of people hanging out at Hollywood sets, like, you know, sharing cigarettes anymore, and everybody's a big friend, except for, like, the couple of girls who got murdered. But no one wants to bring those up because it's such a bummer to Christopher Walken to be like, do you remember when you murdered Natalie Wood? Gets very, very upset. But it's like that every once in a while a girl would die. But that was a part of what was fun about entertainment in the 40s.
I miss the mob, dude. I miss the mob.
But now it's up to us to create our own legacies. So that's what we're doing.
Oh, dude, YouTube changes people's lives, man.
Yeah.
Changes people's lives.
Absolutely. For good and the better.
And the bad.
Absolutely. Because you were now just like, we're up to our waist in the subconscious of everyone. We are YouTube. Essentially, it's like, imagine all of the electronics have collected all of these brains in order to create one gigantic supercomputer that's all feeding off the internet's feeding off the actual processing power of the human brain to create a new fucking own organism. And those of us that are making our own bullshit, we're up to our penis tips in it.
Thank you for keeping it clean, dude. I made this podcast Christian.
I know. So. My penis tip is covered with thoughts.
So you've been doing some touring with your podcast.
Yes, sir.
I've been watching it. You guys are going out and you're just doing live shows. How's it going?
It's fucking a blast. It's so much fun to go out. We're fucking meeting our fans, like, coming out there, people, like, entertaining people. It's fun to add another dimension to the show because our live show is very different than the podcast. We don't release, like, live shows. We like our shit to be, like, a unique live experience. You have to come and see it there because we put as much work into our live show as we do into the podcast, and we want you all to see that, like,
a production.
Yeah, it's like a thing.
It's like a play?
I'm not going to say play. I come out in, like, my many different costumes and I have dressers and
it's
stuff.
It's an opera.
No, it's an opera.
It's like essentially a 3-person stand-up with segments. It's a blast.
Oh, so like you'll go to the screen, you'll be like, look at this fucking black nobility.
And we joke on
this. This is a lizard person.
Have you seen it? No, we flip it. Because right now we're doing a bit about, like, Casey Anthony was trained by the MK Ultra system. And she's a Manchurian candidate and killed her daughter she killed her daughter, essentially, yada, 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 in order to destabilize the American justice system.
I'll believe it.
Well, yeah, why not? You know what I mean? I mean, they need a couple of hot chicks.
Nancy Grace was probably her trainer, right?
No, Nancy Grace was just horribly jealous. God, she just looked at Casey Anthony's just beautiful body and her tight, mousy little face. And just, I imagine Nancy Grace had such wet fantasies of just grabbing the side of her head and just like fucking mushing it into a wall as much as possible.
She ruined that case. She made it go too quickly. She put a lot of pressure on those people to arrest Casey Anthony, and it fucked the whole trial up.
But they already got... Basically, she was already guilty when she got in there, and then they just kind of flipped it. They just did a thing where they already heard the prosecution's entire case, and then the defense came in, and so they got to hear all this new shit afterwards, and it confused them.
Was Broward County? Because everything out of Broward County is crash and burn.
It's just beautiful. I want to say it's in Orlando. So wherever the hell Orlando is, I get a lot of shit on the show. People have said for me making fun of Orlando, but it's like, I know the dark heart of Orlando.
Yeah.
I know the oxy-ridden streets of Orlando, and it's rough. And it's a lot of part-time DJs.
Do you know
that? And they are delivering your California pizza chicken grill. What is it, California chicken grill?
Yeah. From the kitchen. Pizza.
They are late. All the time.
They're never on time.
No.
It's just ridiculous.
It's pharmaceuticals.
Do you know that Disney is what's it called? It's not part of the United States. The Disney World. It is what's it called?
Celebration?
No, it's
what's those like free man states? Is it sovereign nation?
It's sovereign nation. How crazy is that?
That's
How
really smart.
Crazy is that?
So can you go? Murder for money there? Like, is it one of those where you could pay to have a lesser murdered in front of you?
Interesting. I never thought about that. But that's how powerful they are.
They're leaving money on the table. I went there recently. We went to do a very very small honeymoon for me and my wife. We went to Disney World, and we stayed at this place that had, like, within Disney, that is this. They have this second tier. It was like a hotel. It's in there. But they have a whole, like, gated community that you can live on the grounds of Disney World. It's attached to the Four Seasons at these, like, McMansions that you go out there that were between $5 and $9 million apiece that you went out there. And it was like, who the fuck's living out here? And they're like, Russian billionaires.
Yep.
They come out here and they live in these weird, put-together Disney kind of gated communities where it's like God knows what kind of Silencio games they're playing.
Oh,
I just
want
to see one.
Rich people like to get weird, dude.
I get it. You get bored.
They get weird and they shove weird shit in weird places, man.
They get bored, man. I went into DiCaprio's home. He's got a lot of weird hooks. He's got hooks.
He's been through some shit, huh?
He's done a lot. I mean, his penis, I think at some point the model vagina has worn it into like a wedge.
No.
I think that it is not. I saw a bit of it.
You saw a bit of it?
He's got a good hop.
What'd you ask? Go, hey, can I, come on, let me see the root.
What happened was is that I had to get nude in the scene, and I got to get naked, and he did the whole thing, and he had the sock on, but because when you get nude in film, you got to wear the cock sock, right, a lot of the times if you're not, like,
super well endowed?
Yes, Willem Dafoe.
Right, just hung like a horse?
His looks like a fucking... It looks like a crooked wand.
Really?
Yeah, dude. It looks like Ichabod Crane's leg.
Circumcised?
Have you seen it in Antichrist?
No.
It's not circumcised. No, it looks like Kristen Stewart stuck inside of like a sweater. Like,
it's hooded?
Yes, it is. Ooh. But DiCaprio's got a good set on him. That sock on him was like... You could get a bag of lunch.
Dude, you could have the smallest dick in the world if you're Leonardo DiCaprio. Nobody's going to care.
He's very charming.
Nobody's going to care, dude.
Meanwhile,
you're a baller.
They had to go through the bottom of it because they had a basket of Merkins and cock socks, and mine was essentially just like two Taco Bell hot sauce packets just kind of stitched together. Like,
I'm a grower, not a shower, dude. I'm a grower, not a shower.
I don't need a brand.
My shit sits fucking like in fight position the whole time. It turtles up, and shit's about to pop off all the time.
It's holding back power. It's
why I didn't get molested twice. I almost got molested twice. And it didn't happen because I think I'm a grower, not a shower.
You think he literally saw
it? Like, oh, fuck.
It's not worth it.
Dude.
It's not worth it.
Yeah,
he's probably like, it's not worth it.
That.
Yep.
My shit, boom, fuck, bam.
I was a part of a group of kids, unfortunately, in the Catholic Church, because I was full on into it. A bunch of kids got molested, and it wasn't me. It was a whole scandal, and I just figured it's because I'm a loudmouth or something. But maybe it's a tiny penis.
Yeah, I mean, like...
It could be either. Being if you're a loudmouth, because he's going to make sure you're a loudmouth. Before you do that, he's going to tell you a secret.
Yeah,
and if you go and snitch him out on that secret, he's like, does it?
I just imagine me as a Queens little boy would have been like, hey, you got any of you rescue kids suck Father Michael's dick? You know what I mean? Like, it would be like, I did it. It was weird, man. That was weird what he did. I know, because I'm constantly searching for material.
Yeah.
Even then, I knew that I needed
it. Pedophilia is ripe. Nobody's touching it.
Well, especially if you're a little kid comedian. I feel like at this point, that's where the material is safe. If you're like a 9-year-old stand-up comic, you could really talk about what it's like to dodge priests just
do you,
in the
do you
nature.
Ever get, yeah, I mean, I could. I have. I'm starting to get a really good, like, pedo radar, man. I just
bing, 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 bing.
Like, you just tell they're super beta. They got weird skin, right? It's like this weird kind of like cheesy skin, and you can just tell, dude, who they. You can just tell.
Yo, I went to Disneyland. I have the annual pass.
Hell yeah.
And I never really paid attention. I was like, there was a lot of just single men with no kids. And I'm like, y'all motherfuckers, you do the annual pass and you know they're hoping for that one single rider. Single rider, single rider. And they're like, I'm a single rider. And they're hoping, what they're hoping is fucks.
But my lap is empty. They can make it a double rider. You know what? The problem is that they are either pedophiles or they're the secret police.
Oh, yeah.
Because when you think of Disney's got the secret police.
Do you know they got gangs? They got gangs.
They got Disney. They got Disney a Disney jail. Gangs. They got Disney jail. You can go to jail at Disney. Like, if you get too drunk, they'll put you in this Disney
like
jail.
Like a drunk tank?
Yep.
Dude, they're
but
own
is it all
nation.
Like goofy and shit? Like,
they're their own
like
nation,
funny?
Dude. They can do whatever they want.
Yeah, we already gave them the keys, man. We were talking about this a little bit. It's like we already, the corporatocracy already has the keys. That's where the conspiracy is that they have such a fun time just running us around, and we pay them for our prisons.
What is your take on the world of conspiracies right now? It's a crazy time to be alive. You know,
I think that you're way more of a warrior than I have become over the years. I think I started way more aggressively, and now it's just not as much fun anymore, only just because, like, anything that's centered to the dude that is president, anything that has him as the center of it, I just don't even want to deal with because it's so bobo. Like, there's nothing even that fucking deceptive or evil about him. I don't even want to grant him that. It's just that he's so untalented at being devious that I wouldn't even say he can orchestrate anything. I also don't believe he's a superhero, which is most... Then all the QAnon shit kind of puts him at the center of, he's like a warrior.
I get a lot of pushback on that.
Me too, always.
I tell people, I'm like, man, I just, that seat, you should always question everybody all the time. I mean, we got set up by Obama, and then he came out and it was just like business as usual.
There was a very interesting article that just came out that basically said that's kind of what happened, is that Barack Obama was a president of a country that didn't exist, and then he happened to sit on top of he wanted things cooled by rhetoric. He was very well put together. He was a very good salesman. I think that he held like the temperature of the country. Like, he thought he was holding it at like a San Diego. He thought he was holding it at a 62, like, you know, really nice outside, you know what I mean, all that kind of shit. But actually, he was sitting on top of this pile of chaos that he sort of unleashed. And it was like, I think that what we're kind of facing now is, I think we're in the middle of chemo. I think that what Trump is hard medicine on this country.
Yeah.
And what I'm hoping is that
good
it
or bad.
Five stage
good
cancer,
or bad.
Though. We're on five stage cancer, though.
I feel like, I don't know what we have. I don't know. I feel like that he's, when it comes back to it's just none of the alternative thought is as fun anymore for me. It is not as fun anymore, which is why I liked doing conspiracy theories before. Now it's all just kind of out in the open.
Yeah.
I feel like now we'll see what happens. I don't know if it's good or bad. I don't know what the hell is going to happen. But I think that things are a lot less dire than the media wants you to think it is.
Oh, yeah. They just make you think it's... Everything's going bad. Now, we live in L.A. where just the last couple weeks have been super kind of tragic, man, you know?
Yeah, man, it's fucking rough.
It's like, it's really rough. For me, dude, it's just like, I don't like to get lied to. I'm not trying to change anybody's minds, man. That's really the whole thing. Like, people always think I'm like, people are like, oh, man, you just live in a scary world. I go, no, it's actually kind of fucking freeing, dude, because you really know what's going on, or you think you know what's going on, and it's definitely no better than what people who watch the news think's going on, because that's definitely not going on.
That is, whatever you're being sold is definitely not going on. It is, see, it's all a distraction. All of this is about, I mean, the firm umbrella on top of all this is that they like us to be as mad and as scared as possible because we buy shit. Because then we're buying stuff in order to feel better, and it helps their advertisers. All this is about advertisement and selling shit, and that's why we're at where we're at. Donald Trump was just a really easy guy to that they just threw eyeballs on, and that what we already found out now is that through advertising, they even said this, is that like there's a dollar amount you can put on between putting butts in seats and getting, you can buy a vote. You can buy it.
Yeah.
And he just got all this free advertising. So that's why he did what he did.
Also, it's just like if these WikiLeaks emails are real, like she picked him. She picked him because she thought she would destroy him.
Yes. Yes.
And
she fucked it up. I mean, she fucked it up. I mean, like, that's what it just comes down to. And it's like, but I don't even believe she's that evil. I think a part of it's like I just don't like seeing another person by the same name being president, but what are you going to do? I don't believe in dynasties. I hate all that shit. But when it comes out in politics, to me, in the end, I'm also just been out of it for so long because I just like to talk about the other side of shit. I was excited about Hillary Clinton being president because then I could rag on her, and it's so much fun because then you could do it from the other side, because then it's like, oh, you have this sane person. It ruins the comedic dynamic of what I used to like about talking about conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
Where it's just not, it doesn't have the same tension because the up top is nuts. Where am I supposed to be? I was supposed to be fringe and nuts.
Right,
and
right.
Now you're moving me to the center.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in the center.
Yeah.
I want to be on the outside.
Yeah, that's true.
But the problem to go to the outside now, you have to go really fucking crazy, which I don't want to do either because I don't believe in it.
Yeah. I mean, like,
I'm with you. I don't like being lied to as well.
I just don't. And, you know, this show I know could be way bigger if I went hard to the right or hard to the left.
Yes.
And I just don't want to. I really believe the world is gray. It's not black. It's not white. It's that in the middle. So I just try to stay down there. I know certain topics, if I talk about it, I'll get huge numbers.
Yes.
But I just don't want to be in that echo chamber.
No, it's just nice to...
You know, it's just... it's. So I don't know what's going on. I'm kind of just... I'm actually kind of free, man. It's just like, if I vote, I vote for the measures, make weed legal. I cannot believe we voted down rent control.
I don't really understand that.
And I felt it makes me think that it wasn't a real vote. Yeah. And it was just another, like, we voted down seeing what's in our food. Who would vote that down?
I don't really understand. I was really enjoyed that. That's one thing about voting that I came back and got to do, because I haven't really voted since the last election. I was like, I don't give a shit about politics. I never did. Now I have to, unfortunately. And so I went which I understand is a privilege thing to say, but it's like a part of it is I went. It was really nice to vote against Dianne Feinstein. I will say that was really nice to just.
So then
be like,
she gets reelected again, yeah, and it's just like.
But it was nice to say no.
It
was nice to say no.
Oh yeah, I didn't vote for. I only voted for people who had under their party none, and then I voted no on the judges. All on the no, yeah, yeah, no.
Fuck this.
You guys. Fuck you. It's just weird. Look. Literally, you had a choice of one of two parties.
Yes, that's what they wanted. But that's how it's been.
You always do. I always have.
George Washington said it when he stepped down from being president. He said the two-party system is going to ruin this country. And yes, I know he owned people, but he was also correct about that. It was the same. And then Eisenhower said the same thing. Watch what we're doing. You're creating all these substructures to our government. I mean, you can't trust them as far as you can throw them. And the problem is that Trump is such a great smokescreen for every single thing that's happening, because it's just his name over and over and over and over and over. And it makes their jobs real fucking easy. They can do whatever the fuck it is that they want. And now I'm sitting here, I'm supposed to root for the FBI? You mean tell me I'm supposed to root for the FBI?
I'm with you, dude. I'm with you.
And then all of a sudden, you're yelling alone in a room.
Yeah, I do it all the time.
So what you just do is,
I do
like,
it all the time.
Yeah,
I just, I'm just kind of just over fucking just. I that's why I want to shift. That's why this episode today is going to be different than the last couple.
Let's do something, because there's a part of it that I love alternative thought. I love getting into the weirdness of this world. There's so much high strangeness that we're already steeped in that we don't want to talk about. The fact that we had straight up, we talked about this in the last episode a little bit, we had full on disclosure that the US government has been researching the UFOs. We got that great ATIP footage. We got the Irish authorities just came forward. Straight up, the Irish government is full on doing a full UFO investigation right now. Nobody's talking about this shit. Where it's just like, we're still just talking about that fucking asshole. We're just being like, why can't we talk about UFOs for a goddamn second and talk about how we're in this fucking weird, goopy reality that's manipulatable, that we can totally do whatever the fuck it is we want for.
Right.
They don't want us to feel free, because then they can't control us. Because part of it's also you understanding you saying that too. Being free is hard. Being free is responsibility, because it means you have to really do all your homework.
Yeah,
you have to sit and think about it.
Yeah.
You have to be, which is very difficult because you're getting spoon fed garbage all the time.
Where do you draw the line on conspiracies? Where do you go? That's not for me.
I can't. Alex Jones lost me.
In what sense?
With the crisis actors.
The Sandy Hook.
He lost me. That he lost me on that. Anything involving kids loses me. Unless it's something that it's what's really.
Do you
difficult.
Believe in false flags at all?
I think that it is now been used so prevalently that the term is done. I think that the idea of, they know that a natural, now knee-jerk reaction of the conspiratorial left and right is to say false flag. And I think that what that does now is that is a part of their own strategy. And knowing that they can do literally anything they want out in the open, because people are literally doubting the nature of reality as it is. And so we're in their perfect world. We're in their prism world. And they wanted this. So we're in it. So a part of it is trying to figure out what it, you can't just say everything's fake, because then it gets to a point where you have no bottom. Like when you start with no bottom, you can't push against anything. you're leaving people in the wind to and with that, and this is just what they always wanted. They wanted us to be like this.
And I think when Obama passed that bill that they could use propaganda, the government can use propaganda against us. They always could, but now he just legalized it.
I had a source within PSYOPs.
Flooding of just all this crazy information.
Fucking,
both sides. Oh, you don't know what's real and you don't know what's not real.
No, so part of it, it's like, so what do you do to take care of you and your family? I think that would be really important. I think what's important right now is the
concept. Be in the moment, right?
Honestly, and I think it's about putting out good vibes, trying to, that fucking Mr. Rogers documentary made me cry, but a part of it was him saying, helping creation. It's like, it's that. The idea is to always move towards helping creation and whatever that means to you, which means putting out shit, write that story, paint a goddamn picture, write a song. I know it's like, it's the dumbest Sesame Street thing in the world, but it is that, where that's what you can control.
Yep.
What you contribute to yourself, to you and your family.
The energy
and
you put out, control that what's around you, be kind to others, show empathy.
As much as you can. Deport towards people you hate, too, which is fucked. A part of it, it's not... But then there's a part of me that's the full Satanist part of me. I read a very interesting comment by Anton LaVey recently where he was like, the true masochist, right? We all inherently understand that what you get into the world is what you... what you get out of the world is what you put into it. So masochists like creating pain. But they know on some level masochists also are getting pain from it. So in some weird psychological, like in some subconscious way, the true masochist wants to receive pain, right? They want it because they put it out and they want it back. And that the only real way, if you want a masochist to respect you, is you got to kick him in the fucking head. That's the only way to get him to pay attention is you got to kick the dog in the face, which is the bad analogy, but it's like something that's coming at you where it's something like that. So I feel like there's obviously certain sections of our society right now that probably could use, like, I'd love to hire my dude from fucking Fresh Out the Pen to go after a bunch of Proud Boys. Like, it would be kind of fun to see a couple of videos of Proud Boys getting dragged around, getting kicked in the head, just because it's fun. It would be fun to see, because they've never been in a fight in their life.
Yeah.
But otherwise, no.
Proud Boys. What a weird name.
So dumb.
Sounds like a bakery. Right? Sounds like a bakery.
What sounds a short bus, like where you'd go to buy the short bus, like Proud Bus Transportations, and Proud Boys... like transportation services where you'd go and you'd get the little buses to take them to their
schools. I hate any group that is just like, you know, we're better than you. Our group is better than your group. And it's just like, I hate all of it.
I hate
all of it, man.
I just want to have
And they muck it up, man. That's what they do. That guy's an agent of chaos. He's an agent. He comes in and he just mucks it up. And people like that shit. And it goes back to like people getting offended all the time. They love to get offended. It is what they want. It gives them a sense of purpose.
I think that it's hard to make sense out of a world when you're already, especially right now, everybody, it's just hard because the media is capitalizing on how much pain that you feel. They want you to feel pain. They want you to be upset. So a problem is that they're just turn up the temperature 24/7. So I think the problem is that there's just a lot of people just like this, like 24/7, that don't understand why they feel the way they feel. And I think that's a part of it too. It's like, and then being offended, it's really, I think of the offended people to me are a gift, because it's, then I know I'm doing good. Then I know I'm finally hitting the marks I want to hit.
Right.
Because if you're offended by what I do, then I mean, obviously it's working.
Right.
Because
you're
supposed to sort of be, because you wouldn't like what I did anyway. It's like the fact that I have back hair. I have full-on back hair, and I'm not shaving that shit.
Gotta be good hair, too. I bet you it's the good stuff.
It's really, my shirts hover above my body.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or it's because it's like
all around. How the summers do you?
I like it.
How the summers do you?
Fucking I show it.
Do you wax? You don't wax?
I don't do any shit. No.
Shave?
Fuck, absolutely
not. Wax, shave?
Because that's a natural barrier to anybody that couldn't handle my personality to begin with.
I like
if
that.
You can't handle me at all of this.
You don't want me at this.
What are you going to do? You're going to like me, like, at breakfast?
Yeah, I'm with you, dude.
You're going to fucking hate me.
just like when you meet somebody, fart for the first time. Just let them know where you're at, right? That's kind of it. Go hard in the paint right out the gate.
My asshole is so open because I have such a tiny little butt cheeks. Like I have really little soft like chicken cutlet.
Oh,
butt
really?
Cheeks. And so it's like right now my asshole is on the seat.
Okay.
Like all my pants.
It's just back to leg. There's
yeah. So my farts don't make a lot of noise.
Because there's no gate. There's no stop. It's like.
I'm on my side. The gravity presses my butt cheeks together. That's just how it is for me. I have a Scottish ass.
Silent but deadly with you.
Like Christopher Lee getting up in the morning.
I like that. Your asshole sounds like Darth Vader. Is that what you're saying?
The horrid. I would say it's like a cemetery breeze. That's what comes out of me, man.
You have disgusting. A haunted asshole. Huh?
Yeah, man.
A ghost talking to you?
What?
A ghost talking to you?
But not the ghost that blows Dan Aykroyd like in Ghostbusters.
So do you? So you've gotten away from like the Alex Jones stuff. Do you believe in any of the Luciferians run everything or
they wish?
You know who runs the world? Who runs the world?
Corporations. The people that we already bought the phones, man. Where everything's about the bottom line, every single thing is about money. That's the problem is when it comes down to it, the very bottom of it. I don't know if it's there's no it's not that it's not nefarious. It's that it's it's the banality of evil what they talk about because it's just about ones and zeros. All this is them
binary code.
They're just trying to make.
They look at us like we're off
numbers.
Yeah.
We're just little numbers, and then a part of it is they want to make as much money out of us as possible because they're trying to stay immortal. Like the guys that run the corporations, the whatever it is, all the big ones between like...
Amazon.
I mean, now Amazon.
Fucking Amazon.
Bezos, still, look how jacked he got. I'm so proud of him.
Just HGH and like fucking motherfucker.
Just lifting his workers. So they can work faster, though.
Yeah.
Because he understands. He lifts them up to the thing, and they're grabbing things off the shelves. He's grabbing the next one up. But he is. We've done it. We're literally
Thanos now. He's like so much bigger than everybody else.
Yeah. So, but he must have a hovering chair.
Yeah, he has to.
Which I think is great.
And a cat he pets.
Yes, he has to. Or it's one of those hairless because he would be hack.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's the corporations that they're. It's because it's all about the money that feeds all the way up. It's just about money. It's not about the planet Earth. They're trying to just squeeze. There's some parts of me that do believe that they do. There is a breakaway civilization in mind. I feel like there are certain members of society that understand we will build starships that will leave this planet once we've fully fucking suctioned every bit of nutrient out of it. I think that may be real, but I think our government is just a bunch of. Laughable buffoons, especially now. You really think that this is the Byzantine evil empire we're working with? It's like we're literally working with its hoods. I grew up with Donald Trump. I grew up with all these guys. These are just hoods. They're just out there trying to make as much money as possible. It's a smash.
So you don't believe in a deep state anymore?
No.
Not at all.
I think Barack Obama is relaxing.
I think he's making money.
Producing. He's become an entertainment producer. He's producing movies for Netflix. He has done that. So he's relaxing. Hillary Clinton is hiking.
She's not. She'd be passing out. She ain't hiking back. There's no way that bitch is hiking.
She has an aide carrying her, and then she takes a picture with a walking stick. Bill Clinton's licking pussy wherever he can fucking get a hold of it. He's doing whatever out there. Having a great time. I don't know what he does. I want to hang out with him.
So you're not in the deep state. You're not Luciferians. So what do you just believe it's actual people just going to work and doing it and hoping it works out. But let's take 9/11, right? What was behind that? Is there some dark arts with that? In that, you know, they basically, it seems like they maybe didn't make it happen, but they chaperoned the event, maybe.
Dick Cheney saw the writing on the wall. He wrote the timeline in his own head. He was already in the White House for like 30 plus years, watching president after president. They had the conservative think tank that just straight up said, we need a reason to go and create a permanent war in the Middle East in order to control our interests in oil and that part of the country. And so what he did was just like, oh, no, oh, what's happening?
She chaperoned
he pulled
it.
His big evil hat over his eyes. The whole thing happened. They got exactly what they wanted, and now we are permanently in the Middle East for forever. Now we're there.
They lied though about weapons of mass destruction.
Absolutely,
though, for sure.
Saddam Hussein was just the cherry on the pie. I actually recently rewatched Dave Chappelle's when he was playing Bush, and they tried to kill my father. Like that is, I think it's close to that. Where there are human factors in it. My thing is that they try to blame the magical world. They try to blame the Luciferians. They try to blame all these people and make it sound sinister and paint it. I think they still will get up in like costumes and shit, and they will do this
stuff. Will they fuck weird shit?
Oh yeah.
Is pedophilia a problem?
Absolutely. I think that has always been a problem wherever power is concentrated, though, because all of that is about systems of control. And then later on, what you found out is that they did use that to blackmail people as well. Like they would, that whole system is real. But those are not the people in power.
Well,
who
does that, though? That's my question. Are they dark arts people that blackmail these people?
I think they think they're dark arts people. I think that there is a mixture of the both. As what you have is a funnel. A fucking section of like CIA guys in hoods doing it with real guys in hoods that are all hanging out. They're all just like real Luciferians and a bunch of guys faking being Luciferians, all mixed in. So you can keep it real nebulous. You make sure it's real. You have enough like a plausible deniability from the people up top. So you keep them real separate. You have all of these kind of things all put together. So it seems super evil, but it just comes down to, they don't want anybody fucking with their money. And the way that you can fuck with their money is becoming a free human being and understanding that you don't have to be part of some gigantic economic structure. And that also we have psychic capabilities that we have been denying for generations after generations, because we don't believe in ourselves. We don't want the responsibility of true psychic freedom. And so now what we've done is create a fake version of that, which is the internet. The internet is a physicalization of our actual pure psychic connection to ourself and the universe, and it's becoming real. So as we set up all these things to kind of fake our psychic connection in terms of the wires and all the shit connect to our computers. Now it's like, it's kind of up to us to either join with it psychically and spiritually, because if not, it's going to fucking eat us. And I think that's kind of what we're headed towards, is that if we are not philosophically, spiritually, psychically stronger than the robots.
Okay. Then are you worried about the robots?
I hope they do it, man. I hope they take over.
Yeah. You want them to take over?
I think these motherfuckers. I think if they, I'm all for.
You think it's gonna go good?
Got come at the throne, man. I think it's about this, right? The robots can beat us. Good for you. But we have to make sure the robots can't beat us, which means we got to figure out how to get together. So, but the problem is that, I mean, whoever's in charge, if the robots want to take their place at the top of the food chain, they got to get it.
And they got to get it from us.
Yeah.
And do you know what they said, why people do memes? Do you know why people do memes?
Why?
Because they say AI can't read memes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Isn't that, I mean, did you see the anchor? Did you see the fake AI news anchor?
Creepy, dude.
What if I'm an AI?
You're a good-looking AI,
what
dude.
What if I'm fucking
Why
AI?
Would an AI
That's
have
a hairy
back
ass
hair?
AI. That's a hairy AI
Why would
right
they
there.
Have back hair?
Because they want to understand.
Really make it authentic.
Yeah,
huh?
They want to understand it.
Authentic
this is all nano.
Polish.
Thousands of extra nanobots to build all of this fine. I don't know if the fucking camera can even see off my fine pelt.
So you don't believe in AI? So it's like. Is this a new thing, or has it always been like this? Have you just gotten to a point where you're just kind of over tired of the whole thing?
The problem is that I just feel that it's just it's the opposite. It's that the conspiracies are just out in the open. They're just out there. It's like, it's not, you don't have to go digging for it.
There's too much shit to even fucking figure out what a conspiracy is.
It's just already, we've done gotten got already. We already got.
So you're over it. So you're like, The assassination of JFK. You're like, fuck it, two tears in the bucket.
It's like, I think the when it comes to JFK, it's very interesting. But I think it comes to, I like the theory that it was the Secret Service agent that accidentally blew his brains out, which was the idea is that the cover up was the Secret Service trying to cover their ass, which is like, oh,
that's a conspiracy.
That's a conspiracy. I like, obviously, that's the kind of stuff I believe. I'm not saying that I believe the whole story of things I've read on the newspaper. I'm just saying there are human aspects to stories that are sometimes more sinister and sometimes more understandable than the highfalutin conspiracy side of it, which is they want you to even believe the more crazy story. They want you to gravitate towards that. They like hysteria. Because what it does is allow them to do their jobs much more quieter on another side. And then I do believe they fully stage it. I believe that they do a thing where I've spoken with people who have said they have been molested by a dude that's like a higher up, like literally like a fucking sheriff. And then they'll put a fucking Donald Duck mask on and shit, being like, you wouldn't believe like that this is happening. That if you go and tell a bunch of people that you just got molested by a group of like my teacher and the principal and a secretary and all shit, and they were all fucking dressed in robes and shit, fucking some councilman, and they did all this shit, so you wouldn't believe it, that person. So they are embracing that side of it.
Do you think that is what a flat earth is?
I think
just a way of like just fucking throwing it out so crazy where it's just fuck.
It just keeps people on the backs of their heels. And flat earth is just again about denying any sort of base reality. And it's like, but I'm one of those. Like, I do believe we live, that we are in a goop, right? And you make up your own reality all the time. We're
simulation? Do you believe in simulation?
I hope so. That would be cool as shit. But I like the idea that we are, we're just in a malleable universe.
So I find it interesting that you do conspiracy theory podcasts. Would you say it's a conspiracy podcast?
We do. We touch on it. But a part of what we like to do is get to the center of what we believe is the real shit. Because I think the real shit in the end is very, it's just as nefarious and interesting. You know what I mean? Like, you think Dick Cheney should be in The Hague? You know what I mean? It's like, these are people that's like, they fucking, like they are war criminals and they do this shit all the time. But then it's hard because I believe in the concept. I believe in magic. I believe in esoteric groups. I believe in all that shit as part of it. But then you wonder how it actually connects to government. I don't know.
You know, the thing is that we in this country have allowed a system to get away from us, and it has real world consequences. And there are parts in this world where people are dying of famine because our policies around the world. And that to me is something that really affects me, you know, that it really makes me sad that nobody's engaged enough to give a shit about Yemen, you know? And then there's people like, you know, Julian Assange, who seems to have gone out of his way. Everybody keeps saying he's the shill. I'm like, dude, the guy sitting in a building hasn't left a building for 6 years.
He hasn't done anything right now. Right now, he's just sitting in there. God knows what the fuck it is he's doing
and,
there.
And Trump, who this guy helped him get elected, seems to be, from what looks like he wants to arrest him and try him. Now,
yeah.
If you listen to conspiracy theorists, he's going to get him there and pardon him. I wish he would pardon him. I think it needs to be pardoned, you know?
Sure, it'd be interesting. I wonder about him.
These things make me think that there are dark forces at work that aren't just, you know.
There's just nothing. To me, when you say stuff like that, that doesn't really sound dark. That just sounds like business. It sounds like politics.
Okay, I get what you're saying.
So a part of it is like when you I guess that's kind of where it is where you're saying it's not that it's that I don't believe that that shit is true. I believe that. Yeah, but that's just so transparent.
Right, right.
He's just so fucking transparent that there's no conspiracy anymore. It's right there. It's right in front of you. He's playing out the conspiracy
as
it goes. Like,
right.
So you can't even conjecture conspiracy because it's already, he's weaving it.
Do you believe in white hats and black hats?
Absolutely that. Yeah, of course.
Are there any white hats in Washington, D.C.? Or are they all just sold out corrupt?
I have opinions about our political system that I have been advised to not share. I believe that
by who?
By my family.
Okay.
You know what it is? I think that every single politician should be replaced. The Washington D.C. needs a redo. That's what I think. I don't trust a single person.
That's what people ask. Like, you know, I understand that some people don't believe in direct energy weapons.
There absolutely is direct energy weapons. We already know that for a fact.
These fires, right? The best you can hope for is that PG&E, their meters exploded, and
which they did,
they all exploded at the same time. That's the best you can hope for.
Yeah.
From there, it just gets darker and darker and darker. And, I just feel like there's
it's so funny because I don't view that as conspiracy theory. It's so funny because now
That's so interesting.
Yeah, the government tests weapons on us. That's what they do.
Oh, wow, dude.
That's what they do. That's a part of their, it's built into it. They've been doing it for so long. They tested our nuclear weapons in the middle of the desert, and then they shot a bunch of movies on it.
And then they had people walk straight into it.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens to them. They all died. They all couldn't have kids.
Yeah, I could definitely see them doing directed energy weapons, doing whatever the fuck it is they want.
You know, but when you talk about it, people go nuts. There's people who listen to this podcast who are friends of mine that are just teeing off on anyone who brings up direct energy weapons. You know, it's the Rothschilds and all that stuff. And these are real-world consequences.
Family lines are also very more important than you think, too, which I have been more and more starting to understand, is the idea of family lines and how it's built into the superstructures of our entire world and every government and we're starting to see more and more of it now. Like we see that kind of play out, and you wonder if we've always been under control, like if it's always been like this. But then a part of it's remembering to step yourself out of it. But the directed energy weapons are something I think that's very interesting. They've been trying to do it for a long time.
For a long time, dude. The base is up there in Northern California. And these, like if you look at these fires, it's the biggest fires ever the last 2 years. They're like triple of what the ones before them are. It doesn't make any sense. But nobody wants to look into it because I'm like, dude, if it's more sinister than their meters blew up, they did that purposefully.
Yes.
And it affected people who in this town make a lot of money, man.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of money. And they play the game really well.
Oh,
And they don't pay attention to anything because they don't want to rock the boat. But now it's something that has directly affected your life, you know. And, you know, you make $20 million a year. You're not even close to baller status to these guys.
No.
You know?
No, these are for real, 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 real money.
You know, and it's just...
I wonder, man. I feel like we're in a spot where so many things are in question that I especially when it comes to conspiracy theory and all this kind of shit, that it's almost like you guys just need to handle your families. It's like before I even do it, it's like,
are you liberal or conservative?
Oh, holy shit. I don't even fucking know anymore. I don't know anymore.
I'm a liberal, but I mean,
I'm personally very liberal.
Yeah.
Like there are things where the idea of not being, to me, that's again, they're not being socially liberal. Like what the fuck's wrong with you?
But
like,
I'm starting to think conservatives are socially liberal, man. The more I do comedy on the road.
No, they are.
More I know they don't have problems with gay people. They aren't racist, dude. Yeah, they say dumb shit once in a while. And yes, there are people who are racist, but you go to red states, you go to Florida, Arizona, Texas. Yeah, there's some fucking ignorant people. But for the most part, everybody's just like live and let live, dude.
We have a great time. When we go to perform in like Dallas and Omaha and all these places, it's like we have a great time. Audiences are hip. Fucking everywhere. It's just I don't fucking know what's happening right now. They've all gotten their country hijacked. Everybody got there because we're all on the same wavelength of what we're being fed by TV and the internet. I mean, like, I keep coming back to it. We're just now all believing that what we're being shown is reality, but it's not. People can potentially not be as divided as they are.
Because they got the internet. They're not stupid. They used to like, people from Texas stuff, you think they were dumb because they all didn't have the internet. But now all those people read shit. They know what's up.
No, they're all educated.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah, I guess you could say they used to be dumb, but not anymore.
But yeah, I am a person that it's hard because do I think Democrats are worth a shit? No.
I think they're... see, the difference... liberals have to come to grips with that party does not represent them anymore.
Of course not, but neither does the Republican Party either. They're both gone.
Yeah.
They're both two fucking cartoons.
Yeah.
The whole thing is, no, what real world do either one of those groups exist in? They don't. It is, one is a cult based around the personality of a fucking fat loser who is a con man and should have no... He has no place being in that house, even though it's technically a house for fucking child molesters.
Yeah.
Technically, he's doing great there. I guess Donald Trump does belong in the White House.
You know, so interesting, man. If you sit there and you just, if you go to somebody, because within the conservative, within the conspiracy world, if you say Trump is a loser, right, there are people who get really mad. But if you go, Obama is a piece of shit, the conspiracy people are like, yeah, he fucking is. Or Hillary is. But then it flips the other way.
If I saw Barack Obama on a press conference right now, what I want to fucking see is him like ripping his shirt off, being like, I will fight Donald Trump on the lawn. If he was doing that kind of shit, like where if he was flipping out, I would love that. I would really, really love that.
I think he's a sellout.
He's just out of the game now.
And it's go away, dude. And it's just like Trump's the same thing. It's like, my point is that if I point out something about the other side's wrong, one side will agree with me. But when I point out their side's wrong, it's like, it's the most offensive thing in the fucking world. And it's like, they're both bad, dude. And we really have to wake up to it, man.
We got disappointed by him, by Obama. We got disappointed.
For sure, dude.
And I think that's a part of what we're... And
he's
they don't
charismatic, dude.
He's everything that you'd want on paper. He's everything. He's charming and he's funny and he seems like he's a really good dad. He genuinely loves his family. He has all that kind of shit.
What was the best thing Obama did, would you say?
I don't know, man.
Yeah, see, that's it. I don't know what Obama did.
I think I do believe that he saved our economy, but I am to this whole day being like, but still, we didn't take any of these bankers. I was like, they should have been put in stocks.
Right.
They should have been old school medieval, like, paddled. Like, not, I don't, I'm not talking about death penalty. I'm just saying right. You take all these guys, they should be stripped
right.
and embarrassed in a public square, like putting like old school, like dunce cap on and forced right. to go from town right. to town while right. people throw vegetables at them. But the fact that we didn't do that.
Nothing.
So that's to me where that was immediately the
problem.
The
fact that we're giving George Bush a fucking medal. The fact that Condoleezza Rice can be fucking brought up as a possible head coach of the Cleveland Browns. To me, is that upsets me.
Yeah, buddy. I don't know. I mean, that's the problem. So I feel like nowadays too, you almost get. I don't believe in any of these motherfuckers. I don't think anybody, any fucking person that runs as a politician I wouldn't trust them.
I'm just amazed.
I wouldn't trust them dog sitting my dog.
I can't believe they fucking how people defend these people. They don't even know them, man. It's so crazy.
But that's why it's a part of go take the it's. I don't know, man. I don't know how we're supposed to beat these systems.
Well,
a problem is making it more personal. It's getting back to.
Do you ever see get beat us ever like chasing it?
Fixing it. Anyway.
Yeah, man. I feel like...
What would you think it would take?
I have a bit that I got cut out of one of my episodes because that's all I couldn't do. But it was a part of it.
You do it here. You do it here. Have fun.
Okay, fucking, you know what it is? Is that the... I think that it's going to take a really good long look in the mirror of this country. And I wonder what will happen. I think that if we... cannot. I don't give a fuck who the Democratic nominee is. I don't care who it is. I don't care who it is. As long as we could get him out in 2020, if that can actually happen, then we can maybe figure out a way to swing it back. I feel like if there was a way, and it's not just some, oh, I don't know, I don't even fucking care if it's like, if it's just Joe Biden, somebody you like, I don't give a shit, because this whole country needs to back to center. Like, it needs to rationalize and has to figure
out. It's going to be so hard because it's so fractured on that side, and that's done on purpose, man. Yeah. So, you know, one side represents everybody, so you got, everybody's trying to get there. So, you know, Black Lives Matter, LGBT, you know, all these groups that look at people within their own, like, their own political views as bad guys. So it's all done on purpose, man.
It's so hard.
And it's just like, and Hillary, man, she did, she couldn't beat that guy. It was just unfucking believable, dude. And she's just such a bad person. If you think about this, the Republicans have allowed more women to run for president in the last 20 years than the Democratic Party, because Hillary Clinton has not allowed another woman to run.
I just hope whoever comes next can do it.
You don't think he's going to win again?
I think I don't know who they're going to put up. I mean, Tulsi Gabbard, they're looking at Kamala Harris. She's going to die on the vine. She's a corporatist.
It might be very, very difficult.
She's a corporatist, dude.
You know who? I really like Ocasio. I like her. I think she's funny. I think she's intense.
I'm open-minded to anybody going out there and saying anything, dude. You know what I mean? You can say what you ever want about the Tea Party, but they made the Republican Party listen to what they want, whether we agree with that or not, but they made them listen. We have nothing on that, man. We have not, dude, this party does not represent the liberal view. And I'm not talking the whiners, man. I'm not talking the social justice warriors.
Yeah.
I'm talking about old school liberal, like, live and let live, man. Yeah. Let me live my life. Let me create my thing. Let me have sex with whoever I want, as long as they're adults. Stay out of my business. It's very much don't tread on me. That's what people don't realize. They're so alike, more alike than they are different.
No, most people don't want to deal with this day-to-day horseshit. Most people aren't loving of others, and they want what's best for other people. I mean, like, I'm one of those people. I believe that, like, because when I make more money, I want to pay more taxes. I'm one of those that believes that there is a part of it is I have a kind of a social responsibility to take care of other people because I can afford to. Like, there are things in this. I think that's kind of what a part of what the capitalist system was supposed to be, was that I'm supposed to make more money
I get that. Taxation is theft. I mean, like, that whole Woodrow Wilson thing. But I understand what you're saying. The problem is we have these guys who are making gazillion. Like, the Panama Papers and the Paradise Papers happen. And
I just want to find out where they put their money so I can put my money in there.
Yeah.
So it's super safe.
Jimmy Carr did that. The comic out of England. Yes. He got busted.
He got busted.
And he's the only one who got in trouble.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them. Yeah, of all the other 14, people, he was the one that got in trouble.
What did they say, $14 trillion or $14 billion of just hidden money, dude?
But you want to know my full fucking crunchy answer, though, is that the problem is that all this is out there. What this country actually does need is this opened up. But this has to come first.
I feel like it's happening DMT more and more.
Honestly.
You want them to DMT?
I mean, honestly, acid? Fucking mushrooms can heal the world. I'm one of those in a way that I do believe that what we're looking at is a whole sea of all of this gobbledygook. I don't care about Democrats. I don't care about Republicans. I care about the beings in the center of my mind that will eventually tell me, how do I join Gaia? Let me join Gaia.
The third eye, the pineal gland.
Fucking this shit needs to be popped open. This is where we're. That's the problem. It's not out there. We have to go in to go out.
So you would say the solution. We asked you for a solution. You said, I don't know, but you just kind
of
said it.
That really, to me, because that's in my heart of hearts, that's the real solution, is that psychically we are ridden with tumors right now. And now we have to go back through. We got there's chemo that's happening right now. We need to let it in. We need to fucking kill them tumors. And what we have to do is we have to sit and really think about what it is. We got to get good with us, because the poison in our minds, which has been put there by this, right? Now, in order to fix this, right, is that you have to fucking put it back into the internet.
Like, it literally has to come all the way back. The internet is a mirror of our subconscious thoughts. We got to train our subconscious thoughts to be back towards the positive. We have to figure out, this is obviously me. This is me saying this as a privileged dude who lives a lucky life,
yeah,
where I'm a professional entertainer.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with
I've
that.
I've worked very hard.
You've earned every dollar. You're not trust. I think trust fund kids are big problems in this country. They have the ability to.
Especially in the entertainment industry.
Oh, I mean, the Emmys was just the trust fund awards.
Yes.
Everybody was a trust fund kid on there.
So I am, but a part of it is that we got to heal ourselves psychically before anything else can fucking change, because obviously this is all of this is just symptoms, man. These are not the real problems. The real problem is this. You want these fucking UFOs to come pick us up, dude. We got to get our fucking brains in line. We want the Palladians' help. They're not going to come unless we get our bullshit figured out.
No, I agree, man. I agree. I just, you know, for me, one thing to do is get people to stop watching the news. I think that's a big thing, dude.
We've got, part of it's because we spent a long time today talking about these about politics, and that's a part of it. I get trapped in it because I really do, because I don't have a lot of solutions, because I'm not as well read in the different all the policies and what's happening in the world and where we're at, because it's just so much stuff. It's so many words. But I know that in my heart, what I do understand is that where I feel so much better is when I'm home with my wife and you look at the simplicity of my dog Wendy, who follows sunshine around the house. I know that's obviously not always helpful, but there's like a part of it where I was like, oh, this is real. This is real. My making people laugh, doing all the stuff on the show, that is real. That is a thing I go out there and do. I meet all these people. All that stuff is a part of, I'm making it real even in my own mind, but it then becomes real because
right,
I am.
Right.
In that fucking chicken and the egg constant game I play about what is real and what is fake.
Right.
It's like, that's what I'm making real, are these points, and we kind of have to figure out where we're at. The problem is that this generation's in charge has got to go. All these 7-year-olds need to die.
Yeah.
and then the next group can start bumping up.
I don't know what the answer is, man. I don't. We have a government that we have no accountability for, too. And I do think interesting times are coming. I think the powers that be have played a long game, and I think we're seeing the end of this game. The petrodollar, the U.S. as the global force, and everybody having to deal with us. I think people are pushing back on that.
The internet is far freer than they want us to
be. Dude, and they're going to try control, and it's never going to be able to control.
And
they're
think of it not. This way. And even when you get really upset about net neutrality and all these kind of things happening, there are other ways for it to jump. There's already the whole onion system. There's already
they do
all
it in China. China, they do it.
They already have a rogue internet.
Yeah.
And we're going to do this. We're going to do the same shit. Like right now, they like to smear the deep web. Because that's a thing, too. It's like, I feel like that's also a pointed smear. Like saying that. And like, yes, there's a lot of fucked up shit on the deep web. But deep web's just free internet. And it's all crypto. It's all crypto encoded. All that shit's all hidden behind fucking walls.
Right, right.
It's like we're seeing more and more of that.
Right.
We go deeper into our own subconsciousness.
They're just going to make more and more people get deeper and deeper into the internet instead of just keeping it open, you know?
Absolutely. And I believe in I do hold hope for the idea that I will. I mean, obviously this makes me a transhumanist, which I think makes people upset too, but it's like, I'll get the fucking implant and I'll join into the superstructure of the fucking, of the internet, because I know that is the physicalization of the psychic world we're supposed to go into. So a part of it's like, how do I get there? How do I get to be Lawnmower Man? I know you went insane. But if I fucking geared up my tightness,
how do you just let go, man? And especially with us. For me, I'd love to unplug. I'd love to unplug.
But our jobs are done. I want to say to everybody else who's not a professional entertainer, please, you should unplug. We're supposed to be sending all this bullshit. I'm trying to entertain you. I'm trying to educate you. I'm trying to do all this kind of bullshit with my life. Where it's like, but so that's why I have this horrible machine. But it's like, you don't have to. My Aunt Carol, you don't have to have Twitter. You could just go and have a nice life. You don't have to be in the digital wars.
Yep. It's kind of crazy, dude. It's kind of crazy. It's a wonderful time to be alive.
I mean, I think it is interesting. I think we have a
fuck ton of potential. I think that's the, I think that's a part of it, is that we're actually on the precipice of, like, we could do so much shit if we just put the energy back in. And it's like, I want a scientist president. That is my thing. I want, like, an Isaac Asimov style, like, I want a president who goes, like, who's like a doctor, like, yeah, doctor president, whatever, right, the hell. I don't know how, right, the title would work.
Right. I just can't trust anybody even goes up there. I mean, I have a problem with science right now, and that these guys, well, it's not that I, listen, man, science is science, but we're getting to this point where it's like almost like religion, and, yep, we're just going to accept everything they say. And it's just like, no, dude, who funded your fucking research? Who, that's a real thing.
All of that shit is, you always know, in play, especially when you, like, watch, you gotta, where they're coming from. You got to question
everything, dude.
Yeah.
Everything.
So what's real?
I don't, dude, that's the whole thing.
I thought the food pyramid was real.
It can be.
Well, I thought the food pyramid was real. Now they changed it up. That's not how you're supposed to eat.
What do you mean?
Huh?
Would they flip it?
Yeah.
Man.
We live in crazy.
But can I eat eggs? Nope. Is eggs bad?
Only the whites.
Oh, man, I like the yellow. That's what I fucking like, man.
Dude, my grandpa smoked two packs a day, worked at a chemical plant. You know, couldn't die.
Yeah, but, man, I fucking smoke.
But then we got 5G, we got the chemtrails and all that shit. It's just
running through our bodies, dude.
Yeah.
You know, hey, man, whatever it does, maybe one will make my penis bigger or jump higher.
I'm with you, dude. I'm really into just letting go of both sides, you know. And I root for Trump only because I want this thing to change. And I know that Q stuff, everybody sees it as hope porn and all that shit. I want it to be real because a lot of the information comes out. It's real. I root for Trump the way I rooted for Obama because
he's president. The whole idea is that you would
to come out and you want it to do well. I'm really over this, like, kneecapping of our leaders so that they can't get anything done. And it's just like,
I believe all politicians should live in pain.
Well, dude,
I think that it should be good and hard for them,
dude.
24/7.
That's the biggest problem.
There's none.
We should have a way to do a no faith, no contact, no whatever they do in England, where you could just be like, no, we don't have any faith in.
Yeah, I don't like this guy.
Yeah,
I love that.
It's time to go, dude. It's time to fucking go.
But we don't. We decided not to do that. We decided to be locked in permanently into this bullshit. So we're just gonna do this. But time passes. All of this will pass.
Yeah.
We were in Italy recently, and it was one of those, my buddy's wedding, and it was one of those stories.
He got married in Italy?
He did real good. We were there, and we were talking about with somebody, this tour guide. We were going through this one area of Palatine Hill, and they were talking about they had the fascist building. They have the one thing was this big ornate, beautiful sculpture on top of the building that was put in by Mussolini. We were like talking about stuff, you know, like, and all this kind of shit in our country came up, and the Italians, they were all saying the same thing. They're like, we were run by the fascists, we were run by the communists, we were run by kings, we were run by presidents. It all goes, it all crumbles
this
through time.
This too shall pass.
Yeah, Pompeii. You go to Pompeii, that shit just blew the fuck up. Like, shit like that happens all the time. This will pass. Everything will pass. Good times pass. Bad times pass. It just keeps rolling, rolling, rolling.
Yeah, man.
And we just got to keep just, like, pushing forward. So you know what I like? Sometimes I make a nice, you know what's really been helping me in this time period?
What?
Knob Creek and Peach Pear LaCroix.
I love it.
That's really been helping. I got this new pipe that's been really great. That's cooling. It's got a cooling mechanism on the inside of it. I fucking got it. It's like I'm real into sativas now.
Yeah.
Just fucking.
It's a great time to be alive, dude.
You just do that
the
shit.
A bong or just a pipe?
I just fucking little. Bong. It's this little like, it's called from Laundry Day. It was very nice. It was like this thing. It's got a little, this little plug.
I love it, dude.
Send me some more.
One more time. What's the name of your show on Venmo?
Trollville.
Trollville.
Yeah,
go check it out.
On demand.
It's on demand. Check that out.
Man, we didn't even get to talk about Chrononauts, man.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about Nicolas Cage, but it was just such a fun conversation to have.
It's hard.
Because I've been in this kind of place where it's like, I don't know where I am with everything.
It's really difficult, even just talking about it, because I don't talk about politics very often. It's not a thing that I'm... it's hard, because I am one of those where my head's in the fucking clouds. It's always been. I've always been one of those, like, I don't like all this real life bullshit, because I like thinking about the other shit, But now I know that it's kind of important to kind of come back to earth. And so having these conversations are interesting. But I hope that people, I hope people go inside. I hope people fucking honestly take some mushrooms, man.
Shroom, dude.
Fucking
dude,
do it, man. Shrooms. I just took acid recently. It was so nice again.
Shrooms.
Because then you see that you're just a carnival and it's all in charge. You're fucking the little conductor of your carnival all day long.
Henry, you're a G, dude. I appreciate you coming on.
Fuck, man.
I love it. Hey, dude. Please come do stand. I know you're super busy, man.
I'm just new to stand up, but I would love to.
No, dude, come down to this room I got. It's a wonderful room, and you can just get up and just start doing it because you're leaving money on the table, buddy.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying to. I am one of those. I like to just make people laugh as much as possible.
So come do it, dude.
The fear of the bomb goes deep, and so I want to make sure I don't. I have to crush 24/7.
You're a G, dude. And go check out my special, Zero Fucks. It's on Vimeo.com. Vimeo. Because it's like video, Vimeo.
But Vimeo. Yeah. But remember, Vimeo's for films. That's why it's good.
Yeah.
It's for films.
I like it. It's just, I hope everybody goes see it. The feedback has been amazing. So I hope you guys, I made it super cheap so everybody could see it. Man, I just want everybody to see it. So if you support the show, check it out. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. I just wanted to mix it up, man. We've been doing dark art shit so much. I had to take a break, man.
Do we do it all the time? We have to sometimes.
Just have fun. All right, guys. You're the best. You're a G, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Thanks, XG.
Of course.
And we'll talk to you guys. What's that? Bye, guys.